Well, good morning. The time is 8:16. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. And it's my pleasure to welcome into the studio. We have a gaggle of guests this morning representing the Sitka Maritime Heritage Society, Keith Nitre, Executive Director, and Rebecca Polson, Board Member. We also have Matt Goff, who will be a naturalist on board the Society's upcoming 4th of July cruise. He'll be a speaker talking about local natural history and wildlife. Welcome to Morning Edition, everybody.
Good morning.
Thanks.
Well, this is your annual 4th of July cruise, right? And it's a pretty important fundraiser. Keith, can you tell us the what's and the where's? What's going to happen? Where's it going to happen?
Well, as you said, this is our annual 4th of July history and wildlife cruise. And this year we're fortunate to have Matt Goff as our main speaker as a naturalist and also Rebecca Polson there as our historian. The cruise is the 4th of July. It boards at Crescent Harbor starting at 4 o'clock, and it'll run from 4:30 to 7 p.m. It's usually a greatly attended tour, so we always say it usually fills up real fast. So we're saying get your tickets now before they go, but hopefully it'll be great weather. Last year we were able to make it out to St. Lazaria. Who knows about this year? It all depends on the captain and the weather, but it's a fun time. Tickets are $70 for adults and $40 for kids 12 and under, and we'll have light refreshments and a no-host bar on board.
Wonderful. So, Rebecca, tell us a bit about the kind of vibe on the boat, on the cruise. What's it like?
Everybody usually walks away with a big smile on their face. Like, even if, I mean, you can't guarantee getting out to St. Lazaria, but...
Right.
And even when we don't, it's pretty cool, you know, because we're seeing, like, you know, Allen Marine is really good at finding where the critters are. And, yeah, and it's just really exciting. We usually have a, you know, like a speaker where you end up just learning a lot, you know, about Sitka and this area. And we'll also have food. There'll be, you know, all kinds of snacks and, you know, and coffee and tea. And that's all, you know, like part of it. And then there's, again, you know, there's no host bar. You can buy a beer if you want. And we'll have our history book. We published a history book of, you know, like history of Sitka. That'll be available for sale. And then we also have a free handout, just a 4-page handout telling all about sea otter, like from sea otter and Sitka all the way back from
the 1700s.
Before they were hunted all the way up through the present and the reintroduction. It's very nice. And then, yeah.
So there's a lot going on, right? And you can sit back and relax probably and just observe the wilderness, or you can really do a deep dive with Matt into what you're passing, what you're seeing.
Right, we'll be there, and that's the thing too, is like even after his talk, you know, it's one of those things that's really great. It's just this gathering space where you can be like, hey, I always wondered about, you know, where mm-hmm. Matt will end up learning things.
He's on a boat, he can't go anywhere, he's captive.
Right. Okay, so, right. So Matt, and you get this video for yourself.
Yeah, and
here.
Then there's that thing where just like, oh, you know, like a baby whale, and everybody will like run over, and yeah, there's usually lots of smiles. Yeah,
of great things. Yeah. So Matt, you're a naturalist, and for the Society's cruise, it's kind of like taking a look at the intersection between natural history and kind of built human history. And so what do you expect people might see out there?
Oh, yeah, well, it depends on where we end up going. You know, there's history all around us. And just interesting, Sitka has a long history of course, both Tlingit people being here and doing things here for thousands of years, and some of the oral traditions that they share about this place and what happened in the past. And then also a deep, you know, relatively speaking, especially for the West Coast of North America, scientific sort of natural history, some of the very early scientists. It's interesting to read some of their accounts because they're familiar with Europe. They're coming here and like super common species aren't ones that they've seen before. And yet there are also species that are around the Northern Hemisphere so that they would have been familiar with. So kind of reading some of their accounts of trying to make sense of the plants and the animals that are here. And their approach was different, you know. It was the early 1800s, and there was a lot of shooting and sort of a superiority sort of sensibility among them, which wasn't well warranted based on some of their stories of how they got out and about. And I was like, whoa, you guys, how did you survive? But you know, it is what it is. It is an interesting place here because Sitka is that hub of Russian activity, so a lot of Europeans and Some of the early, many species actually are described from Sitka that were first found here by, you know, by Western science. And so in that kind of formal taxonomic description, the type specimens are from Sitka, which I've always found interesting.
You find, I can tell how fascinated you are by, you know, this world that we live in here. We are, it's unavoidable. We are living in wilderness, and we're also living in deep, rich history. And wilderness and history, they combine in really fascinating ways, Matt, don't they?
Yeah, I would say so. You know, it is, it's, and I mean, one of the things I've been super curious about lately is just Mount Edgecombe and the history, how little, I mean, like, we know some of the basics. There's a big eruption at some time in the past, and just these different lines of evidence. There's some geologists that have been working to try and tease that out. And so, you know, there's all this volcanic activity, the glaciers coming and going, and the interactions of all of these things. And what's left on the landscape now that we can kind of try and infer back to, it's all really, to me, it's really interesting. Lots more questions than answers, but that's what makes it fun.
So a person's experience on the cruise, it could go anywhere. Yeah. The topic of conversation could go anywhere.
Well, and it's just so cool to be able to be like, yeah, I'm Mount Edgecombe, to your left, you know, or whatever, you know.
Right, yeah. Okay, well, how does this fit into the overall Sitka Maritime Heritage Society mission, right, and the work that you do? Rebecca?
Our mission is to keep maritime heritage going. It's like living maritime heritage, and to share that with people, especially kids. And so this is like right at the core of our mission is connecting people to, you know, the history in this place.
I imagine it brings a lot of energy into the work that you do. It energizes you.
It's why we exist. And that's, you know, it's one of those things. It's kind of like, you're like rolling down a hill where there's so much need and pleasure people take in learning more about this place.
Mm-hmm. What is the Sitka Maritime Heritage Society up to these days? What projects do you have going on, Keith?
Well, right now we're still working on restoring and rehabilitating the Japonsky Island Boathouse, and hopefully sometime next year opening it up as a Maritime Heritage Center. And as Rebecca said, it's not just like a museum. It's all about the active skills and the history of it as teaching and education, especially for people from all over the world who visit Sitka, but especially the youth in our community, to keep these skills and traditions alive. Of course, the history goes back thousands of years here. So there's so much to retain and capture. So restoring the Japonsky Island Boathouse on the other side of the bridge is one of our main goals, to have our center there. But we also do a lot of other classes and walking tours, now historical walking tours as well.
We have walking tours.
Right, and we have, you know, we have our usually our spring pub talks and sometimes fall pub talks we always invite the Alaska Whale Foundation there, let them know what's going on in the history of that area. This fall, we'll actually be bringing up Jerry Bryant from the East Coast, who's a sea shanty singer. We haven't had a sea shanty sing along here in several years since Don Sinnetti passed away. And then we create these small little videos, and we have a great project that we're working on right now. I'll let Rebecca talk about that one.
So Matt Donahoe is a highly skilled artist in photography, and he has a collection of slides of people and boats and everything. You know, these are professional quality and indeed artistic quality images. And he's letting us scan them, and we're doing a little movie, you know, where he and other people are, you know, like talking about these pictures and just what it was like here in the early 80s.
Wow, right. And
which was very different.
Very
from how
different.
It is now.
Right, yeah. You know, those of us who were, you know, younger in the 80s might not think it was that different. But when you look back over those photos, you realize sea changes have occurred.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's one of those things, you know, like now you see pictures of young people on boats and, you know, they're just all clean and nice. And you look at pictures from the 80s and everybody's got like a cigarette hanging out of their mouth or. You know,
well, the title of the project is Vanished World, Days Gone By. So it's all about people and places from all over Southeast Alaska in the 1980s. And we'll have probably a 12 or 15 minute video like we did last year as part of the documentary of this. And that's part of our ongoing thing, is to retain and capture and not lose so much of our history here of Southeast Alaska and Sitka.
Yeah, no, it's really neat. Or like Donna Donahoe said something about, you know, just this generation of young people who came up to Alaska, you know, in the late 70s, mm-hmm. early 80s, where it was just so much opportunity. Mm-hmm. And they just were really, yeah, it was just a wonderful time and place and opportunity. And yeah, and we can learn a lot, you know, just learning about our world. Yeah.
It seems like the upcoming 4th of July cruise really ties into that look across the timeline of, you know, human habitation here, the thousands of years humans have inhabited this area, and kind of putting that into a broader context.
It's continuous.
It is continuous. Yeah. That's right. Okay. Yeah. Really quick, what are the details on the 4th of July cruise?
4th of July cruise, we're boarding at Crescent Harbor. Boarding starts at 4 o'clock, and the tour will go from 4:30 to 7:30. Tickets are $70 adults, $40 for 12 and under. And they're available at Old Harbor Books or by going online to our website, sicamaritime.org. And as I said, we'll have refreshments on board. There'll be a no-host bar, books for sale, and, of course, Matt Goff being our wonderful speaker on that one. That'll be really interesting on that one.
That will be a treat. And as I believe you folks usually sell out, so people probably want to, you know, get moving on that.
Yeah, so you don't, so you're not sad.
So right. You're not sad.
If we do sell out, I would say show up anyway, because sometimes we've had cancellations at the last minute. So sometimes we're able to sneak a couple of other people on board at the very last minute. But again, we'll be boarding at 4 o'clock at Crescent Harbor next to Centennial Hall.
And I think you have a thank you. This is sponsored by Allen Marine Tours as well, right?
Yes. So we like to say this event, our event is sponsored by Allen Marine Tours, who is supporting Southeast Alaska through tourism.
Wonderful. Thanks so much, everyone, for joining us this morning. We've been speaking with Keith Nitre, Executive Director, Rebecca Polson, Board Member, Sitka Maritime Heritage Society, and Matt Goff, local naturalist. He'll be the speaker on board the 4th of July cruise.